Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
Big news this week. Ratepayers will no longer have to carry the cost of electricity theft and broken infrastructure that pushes up municipal tariffs. This after the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber won a court battle to halt unfair power hikes. The Chamber, along with Peter Maritzburg and Midlands Chamber, late last year challenged in the Gauteng High Court the methodology used by NERSA that determines tariffs. We have the CEO of Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber with us now. You must feel very satisfied and in some ways vindicated, Denise Van Hastien. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we're very pleased with the judgment. It was a strong judgment in our favour, which was delivered by the High Court yesterday. And essentially, it prevents the municipalities from adding on costs to consumers for their own inefficiencies.
Anyone else given you reaction yet? The phones must be ringing off the hook.
Well, obviously, our members in the business community are absolutely thrilled, and they were involved in supporting this case. And I think it was a big concern of ours when you look at the inefficiencies, not just of our municipality, but it's a trend across the country where there would have been high risk of them adding on those increases to tariffs. And business cannot afford that, given all the other challenges we also face.
And Denise, is there any chance of appeal by NERSA to this ruling?
They could do that, but we believe that the judgment is very strongly in our favour. So we don't anticipate that it would be overturned.
Now, from the Chamber's side, Mr. David Mertens has been a significant role player in this court action. Tell us about him and his involvement, please.
Okay, he has tirelessly driven this initiative, and in fact, he was involved previously when we took on Eskom, and we've been involved in quite a few battles over the years in terms of tariff methodology, and he's probably the person in the country that knows the most about that, and he's putting many, many hours from a voluntary perspective in terms of this particular case. So I think we've been very fortunate to have him lead and drive this for us. And I think the other thing that this points to is our approach as a chamber, where we're establishing clusters to address common issues. It actually works. So this was one example with respect to electricity, but we also have other clusters that we are busy building momentum with.
And has the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality given you any reaction from their side yet?
We have been engaging with them quite frequently. In fact, we had the mayor and the deputy mayor met with business leaders this week. And I think they understand why we've done this. And so I hope that going forward, their focus will now be on addressing the inefficiencies within their own system.
The ruling says the declaration of invalidity is suspended for 12 months from the date of the order to allow NERSA an opportunity to correct the defect. So, Denise, going forward, best of luck on behalf of ratepayers and those who consume electricity all over the country. I think we're very grateful and appreciate you joining us on That Weekend Feeling today. All the best.
No, thank you very much.
We're joined now on That Weekend Feeling by Mr. David Mertens. He's an executive director of Autocast. They have a couple of businesses in Nelson Mandela Bay, and he's also on the board of the Business Chamber, who've emerged victorious in their case against NERSA this week. Mr. Mertens, David, thanks for joining us. You feeling good?
Thank you, Darren. I'm glad that the case came out positive and that we won the case, but maybe the whole background mustn't make us feel too good. We won the case, but obviously the case proves that whatever we have said for years was correct. But unfortunately, we have to go to court to tell our government to do things right. And that in itself is not really something to celebrate about.
Now, Mr. Mertens, the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber and Peter Maritzburg and Midlands Chamber were involved in this action. Does the ruling only affect those two municipalities, or is it to be applied nationally?
No, the ruling is really against the energy regulator, not necessarily against municipalities directly. So it applies nationwide and it'll have an effect throughout the country. So this will be a tone-setting outcome, and it'll have a vast effect on tariff setting in the country.
Congratulations on the win. On what did the case hinge?
Okay, so it's really about the fact that tariffs, electricity tariffs, must reflect efficient cost. And obviously, we all know that efficiency is not a thing we're very good at in South Africa. We just have to look around ourselves and see that there's a lot of inefficiencies. So tariffs must reflect efficient cost, and we have protected ourselves with this case to ensure that the tariffs will reflect efficient cost only, and that there's no things like electricity losses, electricity theft, or other things that municipalities might do and then try to get more money through the electricity tariffs because of all these things. This is a national ruling. I think the numbers of the Nelson Mandela Bay in itself are actually very significant. You know, the Nelson Mandela Bay buys about 4.8 billion rand worth of electricity from Eskom per year. So that is a significant amount. You know, the budget itself of the Nelson Mandela Bay is only about 12 billion rand, but 4.8 billion of that is used to buy electricity. And of that 4.8 billion rand, 1.2 billion rand gets lost.
Wow.
So the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality does not manage to sell that electricity. And we all know that there's a lot of theft through meter tampering and illegal connections, yeah. and that adds up. So the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality currently in their budget has like a budgeted loss of 730 million rand on electricity as a result of these inefficiencies.
Now, you've won the court ruling. What is the next step from here? Do you engage with the municipality, or where does it go?
Yes, we would definitely have to do that because, you know, the court ruling is only really the beginning of a step towards something, steps towards something better. And we will have to work with municipalities. We will have to work with organizations such as SALGA, which is the organization who represents all the municipalities in the country to find solutions for all these problems. But I think our court case enforces compliance and will put us in a much better position with these organizations to actually force them to do the things that need to be done.
We will be keeping a close eye on the story as it develops, but for now, on behalf of citizens and ratepayers, congratulations on winning in court, and we look forward to enjoying the benefits of lower tariffs in the future as a result of your work.
Thank you, Darren, and I really hope that we can that it's to the benefit of everybody and also for sure for business, and that we can grow our economy as a result of it and employ more people in the Nelson Mandela Bay specifically.
Mr. David Mertens, thanks for your contribution. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That was That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.